Bertie, A Life of Edward VII, written by Jane Ridley and read by Carol Boyd. Part 1. Youth. Chapter 1. Victoria and Albert, 1841. Not feeling very well again and had rather a restless night, wrote Queen Victoria in her journal on the 17th of October, 1841. She was heavily pregnant with her second child. Next day, the royal obstetrician, Dr. Locock, examined the Queen and pronounced the birth to be imminent. Much against her will, she travelled from Windsor, where she was comfortable, to Buckingham Palace, which she disliked. Fat as a barrel and wearing no stays, the 22-year-old Queen expected her confinement daily. She felt wretched and too tired to walk. Prince Albert watched his wife anxiously. He wrote in bold black ink in his large, childish hand to the Prime Minister, warning him to be ready to appear at the palace at the shortest notice, as we have reason to believe a sudden event is approaching. It was a false alarm, the first of many. Victoria had not wanted this baby, and she was furious to discover herself pregnant again, only months after the birth of her first child. She had a vein of iron, but though she was Queen of England, she could not rule her own biology. Feeling nauseous, flushed, and stupid, she was powerless to stop control of affairs slipping from her fingers. Still more did she resent her enforced abstinence from nights of married bliss with her angel, Albert. On the morning of the 9th of November, the Queen's pains began. Only Albert, four doctors and a midwife, Mrs. Lilly, attended the labour. At the Prince's request...